It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. The Morning Rush. Chico. Delamar. Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. It's a rainy Tuesday.
It is. Wow. I was surprised.
Right?
I was like, what's up with that? Why is it raining? Why is it wet?
Well, you ask yourself the same question. Maybe the day is excited.
Really?
It's excited to go into a Wednesday.
We're just starting, really.
Because it's like the midweek now.
Wait, is it? Is there a storm or is this like just a monsoon?
No, it's the rainy thing.
Rainy thing? Okay.
I don't think it's even a monsoon or anything.
And it's not even very strong. It's just, like, it's more of like a light drizzle.
Just a precipitation?
Yeah. What?
Hello? Okay.
So there you go.
Hello?
Okay, fine.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I love it when he says, okay, fine, and then he just pauses after.
We've got the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. For example, pag sexy, two-piece bikini. Hmm. Pag hindi, two-piece chicken.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
You know, what's the difference between pag sexy at pag hindi? Actually, ano yung, the original was pag sexy blank, pag majubis. Pero kung nalang natin pag hindi.
Yeah.
Or pag sexy, Coca-Cola bottle. Pag majubis, Coke in can.
In can.
Something like that.
Oh, but then, let's not ano be ba? Too harsh. Two liter
na lang. Ano? Hindi liter ba o majubis? Ano mas gusto niyo? Pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank. Or pag sexy blank, pag majubis blank.
I think we have to use majubis.
Yeah, but then again, not a lot. Actually, surprisingly enough, not a lot of people know what jubis is.
Then we must educate them. Because
okay.
You never know, someone's calling you majubis.
Kasi pwedeng hindi ka sexy because you're too thin.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So pag hindi na lang.
So it's more general.
Pag hindi. Okay.
Okay.
So people.
So basta fill in the blanks, ah. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank.
Parang pag sexy ka, Gino. Pag hindi, Chico.
Ganon.
Oh, ganon. Ganon talaga.
Shirtless epic.
Ah, majubis na lang.
dapat pati si Del.
Ako shirtless, babe.
Hindi ka na nga dinamay. Hindi ka na nga dinamay.
Ano eh, tumalong ka pa.
You never know with this
group. I know, right?
The best defense is an offense.
Is an offense, that's true.
Alright, let's
okay,
do it.
Okay, so if you want to join us for today, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush, and hashtag pag sexy, pag hindi.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the very first news update today, a Tuesday, January 22, 2013. A rainy Tuesday morning at that. My name is Del. I've got the news. All right, so this is a couple of days old.
Yeah.
The way that it hit digitally, but okay, let's talk about it. Who would think someone like Ricky Law would get into this predicament? In what appeared to be his routine interview and just another Hollywood trip, Law never saw it coming. Law is now picking up the pieces in what appears to be a controversial situation he is most familiar with. Being the entertainment industry veteran who almost always beat colleagues to the draw in gathering the juiciest scoops in the biz. So, the dust has cleared. Law might have learned what he should have known for a long time, and that is to draw the line between interviewing local celebrities and A-list Hollywood actors. In his controversial interview with Les Miserables lead actress Anne Hathaway, drew mixed reactions from netizens and fellow entertainment personalities after the Hollywood star refused to answer his questions and other queries with a mere one to two word response, seething with obvious sarcasm and irritation. While she appeared accommodating at the start of the interview, Anne Hathaway suddenly answered a cold no to Law's question if she got pointers from her mother Kate, who played in the original Les Miserables cast. She then said it was quote-unquote personal when her interviewer asked about gaining and losing weight and playing a life of a poor woman when she had lived a life of luxury and privilege. While she said she adored Lea Salonga, when Law showed her a text message bearing the acclaimed Filipina singer-actress's expression of eagerness to watch the movie, Hathaway told Law, quote, "We've already talked about that," when he further asked what message she wanted to give Lea Salonga. Seen as a disgraceful interview by most netizens, the face-to-face sit-down chat with Hathaway puts Law into the spotlight, with critics saying he dished out questions more appropriate for local celebrities. However, Rufa Gutierrez, a close friend of Law, slammed Hathaway in a tweet for, quote-unquote, switching to bitchiness.
Because it's really tricky. You know, you know, you can argue for both sides.
Yeah.
Because it was like a...
And I think that's what's going on. It's just there are points to each quote-unquote argument, I guess, na parang... Some questions naman were actually...
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't a bad question.
But I guess one led to another. You know, him asking a question he already asked didn't help. But then Anne was kind of bitchy. I mean, there is a way to handle
it. I think
the
beginning of the interview when she was asked about the weight loss...
Mm-hmm.
That was like, whoa. Because you've already talked about this.
And she talked about it lengthily.
Lengthily about her oatmeal thing, which she had so graciously answered when asked by other publications. The more, like, I think it was Vogue.
And if, so, let's say, she's answered it one time too many, you have to understand, you know, this is a guy from a different country. Maybe they haven't read that interview.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not expected to read every single interview that your subject, you know, so you're bound to ask, you know, similar questions. But yeah, I was surprised. And even the whole, how did it feel? How did you prepare with being hungry if you've never experienced it?
If you've never experienced it.
And that's a very personal.
No, it isn't.
It actually isn't.
It isn't. Yeah.
And weren't we having a conversation about this yesterday? That maybe, because the question that Ricky Law posed was that you are perceived to be a person who has lived a life of luxury.
Yeah.
So parang we were thinking that parang the only one of the reasons why I would react, like, let's just say you asked me that question, I would only react the way Anne Hathaway did if I had like a horrible like childhood and I actually was poor, or I was actually like,
and I think
hungry,
she was,
and I didn't want to share that with the world.
Yeah.
That's why I would say, oh, it's personal. That's a very personal question. Because it's really, if you think about it, it's really
not.
It's in preparation of...
Yeah, it has something to do with
the movie.
Or let's say if you did grow up really poor, then you just go, well, you would be surprised.
Yeah.
But I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd see something... Because you have to say that, you know, it's personal because it's not something that you share.
Hmm.
But the question in itself isn't personal.
Is it personal?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, per se. I mean, as opposed to, let's say... tell me about your sex life. That's a very personal question.
Yeah.
Or how much are you
earning?
Yeah, that's a very personal question.
Or even if you ask, hey, tell me about your childhood. But it wasn't. He just asked, how were you able to relate?
Right. It's actually a good question.
Yeah.
And remember, even Hollywood stars would so generously talk about their rags to riches story. So this doesn't really hurt you. It actually gives you street cred, you know?
And I want to see, maybe there was something that happened
before
the interview.
Maybe, I'm thinking she just, you know how we've experienced this. There are people who come over, whether for a meeting or for an interview, and they, for lack of any of a better term, they're just not quote unquote right. The way they come off of you, the energy, the whatever, and you feel like
you just didn't hit it off.
Yeah, but I think she was really bitchy. But he was also like asking very bad questions.
Yeah, but you know, to be fair, he was very like.
He let it go.
And he was very friendly.
He was very friendly.
And you can tell that he was a big fan. You know, he wasn't like, I'm unimpressed. Because, you know, sometimes with the press, you might have that whole, look, you may be Anne Hathaway, but I'm not. He wasn't like that
He wasn't
at
like
all.
That at all. You know what I think was the worst? Was when he had asked her to
ask the Filipino audience.
To invite the Filipino audience. And then she goes, no, I would much, I think they would much rather hear it from you. No.
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that does not make sense.
Why would you want to hear it from a journalist when you could hear it from the star?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense at all.
What's not being said here is Anne Hathaway has probably given 100 interviews already. Mm-hmm. You know, to different journalists all around the world during this press junket. Mm-hmm. But
what's surprising is, remember, she's been in huge blockbusters. Batman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure she's done this before. And I'm sure
well, she... Maybe, you already know that that comes with a whole...
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe what's not known to everyone is that, you know, she's actually like this, and this has only come to our attention now because it's a Filipino
who's
on the receiving end.
Maybe she's had this with other journalists.
Who knows? Hey, you know what? The thing is, with all these Hollywood celebrities, even local celebrities, you know, they might seem so pleasing, you know, their characters, the people that they play, but hey, in real life, they could just be bitchy. That's why they're actors.
I agree.
They can always put on a show.
I think we just saw a different side that we otherwise wouldn't see.
Because Anne looks so friendly and accommodating.
Hello, may mga artista nga dito, hala mo, bait-bait, pero pag nakita mo in person...
Gusto mo magpa-picture, ayaw.
Ayaw. Tapos, alam, hindi, gusto naman. Hindi naman sa gusto pala, papayag, pero masama yung ugali.
Masama yung loob.
Di, wag na lang, di ba?
Kung alam mo lang. For somebody who suffered through tuberculosis, she was really so mean.
She didn't suffer.
Oh, she did.
That was funny. Si Fontaine, eh, no? Si Rico was just saying, Robles is just saying, she got out of a horrible marriage with a swindler. That has nothing to do with it.
No, I know she wasn't married. She was engaged.
He was engaged, yeah. And
he didn't ask about it.
Yeah, that wasn't even... Yeah. That
he
wasn't
didn't even, ask about
that. Yeah, so that question was not connected whatsoever to that. So.
And supposedly, she's so happily married now.
Yeah.
So, definitely not. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a bad combination of personalities and it just, you know, was caught on cam.
Maybe.
But Anne...
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of what you think she is has, you know, kind of...
And the controversy is so interesting because there are people who are criticizing Ricky. There are people who are criticizing Anne.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty much like in the middle with this one.
Because although I'm not siding with Ricky Law, I was surprised at, you know, how she handled it.
Yeah.
I would think she would have been...
I think there was another way.
There was another way.
I mean, if she didn't like him, without being bitchy, I think there's a way to just go, you know, like, let's say...
Or you just answer non-interesting, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come up with non-interesting responses if you're really, like, tinatamad to do an interview or whatever.
Or, you know, like you have a message for the... Please watch my movie when it comes out.
Yeah,
I'd appreciate it.
Would have been so easy.
Like, one short sentence would be fine.
I think one of the reasons why a lot of people are so affected by it is because... You have this amazing perception of
what
Anne Hathaway
is.
And
then
all of a sudden it's like, and on the other side, I guess, you know, parang they're just looking for a parang, oh, for the other people who are on her side naman.
Right.
It's also like parang...
Because Ricky Law is asking like really not nice questions.
Mm.
I don't know. Wow.
I
wonder if she has an inkling about what's happening here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, how this interview is being perceived by the Filipino audience.
It's weird.
And while we're at it, I wonder what Leia Salonga has to say.
I know. And you know what? Technically, with that Leia thing, technically, it wasn't really the same question. Because in the first one, it wasn't a question. He was just saying, hey, Leia has a message for you.
Right, yeah.
And
right.
Then on the second part, it's like, it's just that he didn't make it dikit.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about something else.
Gap.
And then he goes back to
goes
Leia.
Goes back to Leia.
And then he goes, what's your message for Leia? Because he didn't ask her for a message earlier.
Would you really think that it's such a bad...
It's not a bad question.
Exactly.
I would have just said...
Part of the wrapping up then, parang, oh, leave a message for me, Leia, and then leave a message for the Philippines.
Because what she said was, we talked about this already. It's like, look, I just gave you her message.
Her message.
Now, what would you say to her? What are you going to say to her? So, you know. So, I don't know. Whatever. Okay.
People are talking. That's what's interesting. All right. That is the news. The first one today here on the show. And a lot more that we...
I know.
A lot of editorial. But there's more news coming up your way here on The Morning Rush. Tuesday morning, you got Chico, Delamar, and Gina right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Can we just say hello to Rhonda?
Hello, Rhonda.
Hello,
he goes, guys, ako ba yun? Kasi laging nagpagpa-picture sa akin, pero ayaw ko eh.
Ay, sus.
Ay, sus. What's up, brother? Good morning.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of OMGN. Top 10 ways to complete the statement: pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank.
Okay.
There's a difference. You want to do some quick ones?
Yeah, let's do a couple of greetings. Let's just say hello to Mars Marrow, who says, well, good morning to you guys. Also, let's say hello to Talking About Kim. And let's say hello and belated happy birthday to Ina's cousin, Camille Mendoza, and also to Ian Fagar. Good morning. Also, let's say hello to Jexy Nakal. Ah, Jexy Nakal. Good morning. And
Jexy Nakal.
Yogan is just saying happy birthday to New York rusher Paul Singson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jinri's actually tuned in.
Hey, hello. Good morning.
Awake at 6:30 in the morning. Weird. Good morning. Let's also say hello to my lady, who says, I'm rarely up at this time, so please greet me and my friend Okayeg. We're off to a wedding later. So hello.
Hello.
Let's also say hello to my Mr. YGRC. And he goes, so I downloaded Grindr just to see how many gay people are around me. I blame Chico and Gino. Hashtag social experiment.
Really?
Really?
Really? But there was one. Is this a girl? There was one who tweeted us when we just got back from Beijing. And she downloaded it just to see how many gay guys were in her.
It's a girl, yeah. Mary Grace, yeah. So hello, good morning.
Hello there.
Oh, tapos she goes, spotted three super cute gay guys. I want to cry.
That's how it goes.
See, we are an educational show.
Right.
Got it.
Okay, so we've got our entries now. Let's start off with
I have this thing. Kang, just send us a twit pic of supposedly what Leia felt about the Anne Hathaway thing.
Oh, really?
It's a twit pic of an exchange, and I think this is a DM. Yeah, it's a DM probably. Well, I'll post it on Twitter. But okay, she's tweeting with Direct Joey.
Leia.
Yeah, Leia. Okay, so Direct Joey goes, finally saw the much talked about infamous interview. Sigh, yun lang. And then Leia goes, sigh, sigh, sigh. And then Miss Leia goes, somebody says, I'm more disappointed with Anne Hathaway than with RL, Ricky Law. She could have handled silly questions better. Haughty and suplada ang dating sa akin. This is another person. And then...
Abby _ est.
There you go. And then Direct Joey goes, press junkets do not oblige stars to vie for Miss Congeniality. Mm-hmm. To which Leia says, well put. So they have... She has seen it.
Yeah. Ay, nako,
Anne. Okay.
Nucks, close in. Ay, nako, Anne.
Ay, nako, Anne.
So,
bin naman eh.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement: pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Let's start off with, nako, ay magagalit sa entry na to. From Adonis Mabangis: pag sexy, all white ang suot. Pag hindi, all black.
Ay, nako.
But it's true.
It's true though.
And then I looked at my jacket.
And you're wearing all black. Angel Rain says, pag sexy, Coke bottle. Pag hindi, LPG. Hindi man lang Coke and can. LPG talaga.
Talaga diretso yung LPG, diba?
And Madmat Mark says, kapag sexy, maganda. Kapag hindi, mabait.
Oh, right.
Mm. Yeah, pag tinatanong mo, ano, kamusta naman siya, ganyan.
And, or she's nice.
Or she's nice.
She's nice.
Adonis Mabangis says, pag sexy, libre ang drink sa bar. Pag hindi, eat all you can. And also...
But, you know, girls really can get away with this.
Yeah.
I had... I have friends, you know, girlfriends.
Yeah.
Who actually go to bars without wallets.
Because.
And they know for a fact that they're going to, you know, they're going to. So I looked at them and I was like, really? Really? You're going to go to a bar without money? They're like, yeah, trust us. And I was like, I'm not going to pay for your drink, yeah? Because wala na, parang naloko lang.
Yeah.
It's true enough. As in, literally, they just kept on getting drinks.
And they don't need.
They don't need to bring their wallets. It's insane.
I wish I had the moxie to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but they're not naman like users or anything.
No. It's just that you just know.
But you still bring money. Kasi kahit papano, you'll need something. Pero as in literally, you don't need anything. Wow.
Grabe. At saka,
what if you wanted to drink a lot? And you know that you'll still get enough.
They drink a lot.
Wow.
So as in like literally, whenever, because, okay, not naman because, it wasn't like they were all complete strangers, the people in the clubs. Like, they knew the guys.
Yeah.
But just because they're both hot, they would always get drinks from, you know, all these random people.
Saka pag ubos na, inaabangan ng mga boys.
Inaabangan agad na parang, oh, this is my opportunity to buy
her
a blah drink. Yeah.
Nakapila talaga.
What a...
Galing. What a life to lead.
What a life if diba? You're a hot girl.
Diba? And Chenong says, pag sexy, Coca-Cola. Pag hindi... Yung Wilkins na pang water dispenser.
Yung tinataob.
Yung tinataob. Gusto mo rin itaob.
Grabe.
Also, OMG Ann says, pag sexy, diet ako eh. Pag hindi, lunch na yon. Nakala ko appetizer lang. And Malyuth says, pag sexy, sinisipulan. Pag hindi, dinudura.
Oh my God.
Grabe naman yun.
Leify says, pag sexy, brown rice. Pag hindi, only rice.
Right. Because it's the dieter's choice.
You know what I haven't tasted? The black rice?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, neither.
It's not bad. Brown rice is really good.
Parang
like
brown
it.
Rice.
Okay.
It's the ifugao, diba? The ifugao rice.
Oh, I didn't
black.
Know.
There's a mix. Eh. Parang red rice, brown rice, and black rice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
parang
nice.
Mixed rice. Mm.
Avria Chocolat says, pag sexy, cosplay. Pag hindi, mascot. Pinag-mascot na lang.
You're right.
Neil Yamato says, pag sexy, wee-wee. Pag hindi, psst-psst. Diba? You never say psst to a sexy girl.
Yeah.
Diba?
Unless you're friends or something na parang pstuy.
Diba?
But mostly, they just go, excuse me, miss. Excuse me, miss.
Or, excuse me, miss. Miss
girl.
Beautiful.
Girl.
Girl.
No, if a gay guy wanted to be good friends with you because you're a pretty girl.
Oh, well, yeah.
Girl.
No, why is it, no? Na parang like, okay, like, with black men, they're able to, like, be, like, hey, what's up, girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Pero, pag dito sa Pilipinas, parang,
what's up, girl?
What's up, girl? Maybe it's in the delivery.
It's the girl.
What's up, girl?
Because yeah. if a black dude said that to a Filipina here,
mm-hmm.
it would still be the same. It's really who's saying it.
Yeah.
Because it's so natural for black guys to say that.
Oh, sige, let's try it.
Oh, sige.
So, kunwari,
hey, Chico.
Kunwari, pinipick up natin si Dan.
Oh, sige.
Oh, sige. Go, Chico.
What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
What's up, girl? Where'd you buy your shoes?
Okay lang, te.
Alam na agad eh, no?
Diba?
Ah, parang, hey, what's up, girl? Di pa rin eh, no? The girl is like, girl. Parang I think,
nagro-roll yung girl.
No, hey, your lower jaw goes forward
girl.
A little. Girl.
Oh. What's up, girl? Oh nga, no?
What's up, girl? What's up, gal?
Hey, what's up, girl?
Try gal.
Don't Gino, don't.
Hey, what's up, gal?
Camilo says, pag sexy, pawis. Pag hindi, sebo.
Like in the gym.
Yeah. Our Irvin says, pag sexy, may discount. Pag hindi, may service charge. And, let's see here. Cristiano Reynaldo says, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Pag sexy, Diyosa. Pag hindi, Buddha.
Wow.
Lalo na yung Buddha
I've heard
na,
this before.
At saka remember with us here in the Philippines, ang concept natin ng Buddha is that very rotund guy with the little babies around him. But remember, if you go to other countries, the Buddha is very thin.
Oh, there are.
Well, there are the Buddha thin.
Yeah. But in Hong Kong, that huge Buddha in Lantau, that's a big.
It's a big one.
Buddha.
And the ones in Thailand, like the reclining Buddha, they're very
different depictions.
Very thin. Yeah.
Baka ano? Baka nag-diet. Parang eventually. Diba? Parang orang.
Okay.
Feel niya mag-South Beach bigla. Ayun, nag-brown rice.
Ayun. Diba? So, alright. You know what we're looking for. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pag sexy pag hindi. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank.
All right, we got Rada King's request coming up.
Uh-huh.
You know, when the king says, play this, we say, aye, aye, sir.
Or yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got it. No, we say, you got it, king.
All right, it's coming up after this break.
Alpha Male's on air. La, 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 la. The morning rush. The morning rush. Top 10. Morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for sending this in. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank.
Okay.
All right. Let's start off with Camilo. Pag sexy.
Okay, is it dicey?
Later. Angel Rain says, pag sexy, diretsong upload. We're talking about pictures.
Oh, right.
Diretsong upload. Pag hindi, diretsong Photoshop.
I knew it.
And Adonis Mabangis says, pag sexy, Boracay.
Mm-hmm.
Pag hindi, private pool.
Para hindi ka makita.
Ang unang tanong sa resort, may private pool. Siyempre, diba, if you're sexy, you want everyone to see.
Yeah, and you want to...
That's what I do.
Yeah, you want to flaunt your body.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I would be like walking around in just my board shorts. If I had the body for it, why not?
I would too, but then that never stopped me.
Ako, I can't.
Well?
Like kunyari, Boracay. Diba, you're swimming naman, right? Like in the water, but... If while walking around, if let's say I'm not swimming yet, I'd always bring a shirt.
Yeah, you'd cover up.
I can't walk around. And especially the moment you go inside, I mean, not inside an establishment, that road.
Yeah, where everyone's just walking.
Kasi parang it's a road na, it's not the beach anymore. Even if it's actually still sand, uh-huh. I can't. I feel like I'm walking
really
shirtless in, I don't know, Mega Mall or something.
I guess if I had bigger boobs, I would be just, you know, meow.
Yeah.
Looky.
And one time, we were in Boracay. May nagpa-picture. Kakaswim ko lang. Tas, we did that whole, what do you call that? That boat, that sailboat. So you're pretty much wet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a shirt. So I was walking, we were walking back to the resort. And then, there was a hottie listener.
Okay.
They said, hey, listen to you all the time. Can we have a picture? So obviously I was like, I don't have a shirt on. And how do you say no, right? And
well,
I wanted
did you
to
take
cover
the picture?
My, yeah. And I was like, I wanted to cover my nips. No, I mean like...
Why do you act like you're a girl?
No.
Most guys wouldn't care.
I know, but... Basta, I'm just so conscious. Like Gina Boy. Gina Boy doesn't even like take off
his
shirt.
Well, you guys are girls.
Oh, well, yeah, that is
you know?
Butterbait.
I mean, mostly, guys don't care.
Still, ako, I can't.
Well, except for Boracay, because everybody
and
looks...
And no pictures. Kasi ang deal ko is, if I get, kahit hindi talagang sexy body, basta mawala lang yung chan, I'd really like post a shirtless pic.
Mm.
I would do way more than that.
Diba? Just mawala lang
sexy
talaga
body,
yung chan.
I would literally walk around in a mall half naked for a day.
Oh, see? That's what I said. Same thing with me.
One time lang. Just to like sort of... And douchey as it may be, I will have a default photo.
Na shirtless.
Kahit sandali lang.
Yeah.
Alam na.
No, kasi parang...
Hashtag, alam na.
You know why? Okay, let's just say...
Hindi, mag-shirtless na tayo sa Grindr account natin.
Oh, pwede na. Tapos diba? Nakaakbay. Para diba, diba wholesome. Oh, oh. Kasi pag nakaakbay, wholesome yun.
Wholesome yun eh. Oh. Butter Baby says, pag sexy, skimp it up. Diba? Skimp it up. Pag hindi, skippy peanut butter.
Hey, but isn't peanut butter not that bad? I mean, like...
Well...
If I remember correctly, it's actually not so bad for your diet. Well, or something like that.
Because of the protein.
Mm.
But the butter part, I mean, it's not good.
The peanut part is
okay. The peanut part is okay. Right. It's the butter part that you're going to have a...
Kittredge, yeah.
Because I know that... what do you call this? Like, for pregnant women, you're actually allowed to eat like a spoonful of peanut butter because of the protein in it.
What if you only look like a pregnant woman but you're actually a man?
As long as you just look at the peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
Don't actually ingest it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I used to love doing that as a kid, like getting a spoonful
of
creamy peanut butter. Yung walang peanuts, like it's so
I like that cuz I don't like the chunky.
I like chunky.
I don't like the chunky.
Really? That's you put it in banana.
No, I eat it on its own. As in, I just lick it off of a spoon.
Put it sa tip lang, and then...
Chomp. Is that what you do?
You put it at the tip of the banana,
is that what you
and
do?
Then you chomp on
really?
It.
Yeah, chomp, and then chomp. It's so too good.
You don't lick it?
No.
As in, diretso pa agad? Baba ng EQ nito?
Bite the tip off.
Wow.
And Kittredge
hello, Lorena.
Pag sexy, dakak, the beach. Pupunta kasi, you want to flaunt.
Yeah.
Pag hindi... The Rock. Yung kanin baboy. Not
the
kanin baboy.
Ah,
the pig feed. Different from kanin baboy. Kasi kanin baboy is scraps.
Yeah.
The Rock is an actual like feed. Like dog food. Parang ganun. Kara says, pag sexy, wit will. Pag hindi, ew, ew. Tanya Markopia says, pag sexy, night out. Pag hindi, pig out.
Yeah.
Which is what we did last
my
night.
Gosh.
Pig
yes,
out.
What do you mean?
Pig
out. What are you talking about?
Grab it.
And then, well, we have to go back.
Pig out.
Okay, so yesterday we
have to go back right after the show and then we don't eat breakfast.
Pwede.
Para as in,
okay, yesterday we were at Sofitel and right before our hosting, we just decided, why don't we just, you know,
Eat the buffet at Spiral.
So we were there and we just stuffed our faces with food.
At saka para kaming tanga, yung syempre iba-iba kami ng kinuha. So Del would tell us, you should try the ganito. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Yung naman nakuha ko naman, I tell the other two, you should try this. Tapos si Gino naman, you should try this. So parang for three people yung kain namin.
Actually, that's true.
We would try each other's food.
It was so weird.
Each other's recommendations.
Ay, naku. Tapos para tayo mga usapang majubis. Yung, ang sarap nung ganito. Hindi, ang masarap nung ganito. Hindi.
Tapos yung mga itsura natin parang, food.
I mean, it's as if food wasn't in front of us. We were longing for the food.
Exactly.
When it was just there. Alam mo, I feel so bad. Kasi dehado ako sa mga buffet eh.
Mm-mm. Actually, ako rin. Nakakabikon.
Ang quiet talaga.
Nakakabikon.
Ang quiet talaga.
Wala man lang nag-defend sa akin. Good God.
Eh parang, ano nga eh. Pag nung dating natin, nadinig ko eh, sabi nung Mater D, dun sa mga ano, si Gino po, nandiyan. Okay.
Nagtatago na.
Grabe tong mga.
Oo, pero grabe yung hirit na
napaka-harsh.
That was a bit too much.
Oh my God!
And how quickly she turned sides. Grabe.
Eh, ito. Oh. Diba, nag-ano tayo? Todo, kain tayo kahapon, di ba? So, pag-uwi, edi, time to sleep.
Oh.
Siyempre, bihis muna. Habang nagbibihis, kung makarinig ka ng... Kailan kayo babalik ng belo?
Alam na!
I was like, kaka-buffet namin! Okay?
Parang pinasimplihan ka na, tumataba ka.
As in! Sabi ko, look! And when I got home, I drank 2 buko juice glasses.
Oh.
So, alam mo yun, of course, I was a little distended.
Ano ininom mo?
Buko.
Gee, no, that's too much.
What do you mean? Tinanong ko lang naman ko, ito grabe talaga.
Grabe, no?
What a turncoat.
What a turncoat.
You Benedict Arnold.
That's too much.
Hindi, pero...
There's a line that cannot be crossed.
No. Sabi ko, two glasses of liquids will distend your belly a little bit.
No. I've had more than five.
And the buffet.
Hindi, ang sarap kasi.
Ang sarap kasi. Yung mga dessert, no?
Oh, God.
At yung mga candy.
Yung lotus cake. Ito nakakatawa. Because we were at the dessert station. And I was looking at him. He looked like a little kid. He was like, oh, candy.
Eh, kasi di ba the cola gummy bear?
The strawberry taste thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, there was this gummy bear. I've never seen that. Gummy bear that's like gola. Gola.
Gola bear.
Like it's brown on the top. And white at the bottom.
Yeah, dark.
Kasi normally it's
dark yung tip, pero yung body niya maputi.
So yung bottom yung ginusto mo.
Pero normally hindi naman siya white eh. The cola, like the cola gummy things,
yeah.
Are translucent. No, translucent.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
Sarap, sarap. And I got pink marshmallows na dinip ko sa
pink chocolate.
Pink chocolate.
I always thought it was
hashtag
strawberry. Alam na.
Ang sarap kaya, I love strawberry.
Can we just tell them?
Me, I coated it with white chocolate.
So there was this one part where you both stood up and yeah. I was left alone on the table. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to leave our things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the waiter comes up to me. A very nice waiter. He was so attentive.
Mm.
Then he goes, ma'am, can I get you something from the buffet? Because I was staying a little too long on the table. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, it's okay. My fat friends got us food.
Ang sama talaga ng ugali.
Oh my God!
Grabe to si Del, no?
Di ba?
Ugali nito.
Oh my God!
And people think she's nice.
No, people don't think that. But it was so funny.
Buti alam mo.
Alam na, alam ko.
Hindi, tsaka ano tayo, mapa-dessert, mapa-ham. Ako naman, di ba, when I got the parma ham and the serrano,
mm-hmm.
I kept over, you have to taste this, my gosh.
The hamon serrano. Well,
I was too busy eating to
alam
share.
Alam mo, actually, alam mo, ikaw yung madam mo talaga.
Paano ka naging madam mo?
At saka, if you notice,
it's a buffet. How can you be madamot in
you
a buffet?
You can't be kasi ayaw mo mag-share ng what you got.
Because you can get it too.
Tapos sabi ni Gino,
if you want it, I'll get it for you.
Tapos it's so funny. So the olive bread arrives on our table.
Yeah.
He's like, what's this? And he's like, he's not impressed with the bread. Because
yeah.
I'm so impressed with bread, right? Yeah. And he's like, what's this? Is it made of olives? So it's really healthy.
And he doesn't eat vegetables, diba? So,
yeah. So he's like, and then next thing you know, kalahati na lang yung bread.
It was there in front of me, okay? Nobody was touching it. I felt sorry
for
it.
He was like slathering so much butter on it.
Hindi siya nakakatawa. Every time somebody stands up, the other two would like, kuha mo ko nung ano.
Kuha mo rin ako nung ano.
Mga kakaupo pa lang
from the buffet. Hindi lang matakaw, tamad ba eh.
Tamad ba matakaw?
What a combination. Matakaw na tamad.
Ayan, alam na.
Tapos pagdating nung bill, parang, ay, ano yan?
The first thing I did was like, wow. Oh, Chico.
Tapos na tayo, ay, hindi sulit sa akin. Tsaka, tamad matakaw.
Kuripos. What a deadly combination.
What a deadly combo.
Pero ang sarap kasama ni Chico eh. Oh. Nilalabas na yung gold credit card niya.
Oh, diba?
Ay,
nako.
Wow.
Mas maganda sana kung hindi na tayo pinabayad.
Oo, oh, pinabayad. Ay, pa kasi pinabayad kami ni Gino tayo, eh.
Diba? Mas maganda. Ano lang ba yung parang naka-credit card ka naman? Libre mo na yung mga co-host mo.
At saka diba you were...
Ano lang ba yung X thousand pesos?
Oo nga.
Para...
Hindi, lagyan na natin ang presyo. 3-1 each.
Talaga, ano lang ba yung 3-1 para sa kaligayahan ng co-host mo?
Tapos, sasabi yung events. So, magkano
ba yung
event?
Mga
sagot ko na.
Okay, so the events group wanted to pay for yeah. Our dinner. So he
it's
goes...
Like, oh, ako na. Magkano ba yun?
And I go like, are you sure you really want to find out how much the bill is?
Ako na. Tapos pagtingin dun sa
bill... Pagbukas 9,000.
Ay, hindi ko kaya.
Nahiya naman ako.
It was so funny. Oh, but it was so cute. Okay, last two.
People are just saying, ang hirap namang mag-cardio habang pinag-uusapan yun. Sorry, King.
The Dazara says, pag sexy, super bod. Diba like that? Like
right.
The
podcast.
Yeah.
Pag hindi, super bad.
A vowel makes all the difference.
Sorry, singit ko lang yung isa. Mm. From Crypto Verbalist, pag sexy, gorgeous. Pag hindi, ginormous. And the top ways to complete the statement. Parang but sexy blank.
Parang I don't like this topic very much.
Oo nga. Parang dun tayo sa hindi sexy part.
Obviously. Pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
pag sexy, tanga sa pag-ibig. Pag hindi, pareho din. Kasi pagdating sa pag-ibig, pare-pareho tayong tanga.
Wow!
Whoa! Where did that come from?
Walang sexy at hindi walang sexy. Doesn't matter.
Mapa sexy ka, mapa hindi.
I'm sorry.
Tanga sa
I don't like Camilo.
Kasi dinenay ka niya.
Oh, he jilted me!
Hindi nga jilted eh. Jilted.
Hindi nga, actually.
Pumayag, hindi sumipot.
Alright.
Ito talagang completely shut you down.
He rejected me. He rejected me even before we could start something.
Pinagpalit ka niya para sa tulog.
You crashed
and burned. Which doesn't sound like such a bad idea.
Actually, yeah.
Diba? Parang, si Dan.
How dare you say that?
Hey, you should be able to understand this. Okay, let's just say it's like 12 midnight and then I ask you, Del, let's grab a drink. Would you go out?
Depende si nagyaya.
Oh, diba? So, yun na nga. Ikaw yung nagyayaya.
Yun na nga, kaya ayoko yung entry. Pero, I'm sorry, I'm gonna block Camilo on Twitter.
No. You're banned.
Binlock
talaga.
No?
Alright, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Key and RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pag sexy, pag hindi.
Mail. Fail.
It's Vigo. It's
rush.
Delamar.
And it's Gino.
The morning
on the morning rush.
Top 10.
Part 2. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. And thank you. We're trending in the Philippines.
Yay, thank you.
Let's start off with Ilad Villanueva. Pag sexy, nililigawan. Pag hindi, nililigaw.
Winawala.
Winawala. Mash Plutonium says, pag sexy, nilalawayan. Pag hindi, dinuduraan.
Grabe naman.
They both entail saliva.
But it's a different kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am Alex E. says, pag sexy, amen. Pag hindi, ramen.
Oh, okay.
Ramen.
Oh, kala ko parang, oh, man.
No, ramen. Mad Matt Mark says, pag sexy, fantasy. Pag hindi, comedy.
Right.
I am Tetay says, ito, pagdating sa mga pangit.
Mm.
Pag sexy, hipon. Pag hindi, sugpo.
Oh, kasi mas, aww. The sugpo is the bigger type of
bigger hipon.
Did you see the hipon yesterday?
Yeah.
In spiral?
It was
crazy.
Actually, the way it was, so many people were taking pictures.
Yeah, because
it looked so nice. Yung nasa ice.
It was on ice. Oh. Tapos parang, it was just shrimp on shrimp on shrimp on shrimp. It was like, oh God.
But I didn't see that. I only ate. Never mind.
The part na puro raw seafood. Because you're not very fond of seafood. Yeah, that's why you don't gravitate.
No, but I did get, the shrimps.
Yeah.
Two types of shrimp.
I mean, me passing through there, I already like could feel the allergy coming on.
You know what?
Really?
Because I'm allergic to
bugs. Yeah, but is it that bad?
Yeah, because I can smell that there's a scent of shrimp that alarms my brain that I can't eat it because I know that I'm headed for trouble.
Wow.
You know how bad it has gotten? Gina Boy and I were eating in the pantry and it was like, I hate my life. Goodbye, cruel world. And then he motioned that he was going to eat his sandwich. So we were like, yeah, that's how you want to go. You just want to eat yourself to death. And I was like, but you know what? If I were to do that, I'd use ice cream and cupcakes. And I was like, kaya tayo manjubisi. Pati yung
suicide. The way you want to go.
At saka inaan namin food. At saka talagang, ay, ako gusto ko cupcakes at saka ice cream. And I was like...
What was left unsaid was like, so I actually thought about it, na parang, could you actually kill yourself with eating? And then I figured like a tube that you put in your mouth and that there's like red velvet icing just continuously flowing down it. Grabe, no? It's horrible. Horrible.
At saka hindi mo maintindihan kasi usually yung, you know, people who've lost all hope, yung you,
that's why they kill themselves.
Right? Mm-hmm. Eh, ito yung kung meron ka pang kasi ang sarap. Meron ka pang zest for life pa eh. So,
na parang if I am gonna go, might as well, you know, go in that way.
But isn't, like, remember the Angelina Jolie tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
Which says something like,
That which nourishes me kills me.
Food really is killing you.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things.
Like love.
Even love.
Or doubt.
Or fear.
Or misguided.
Or your co-hosts.
Because
technically, it's true. You guys nourish me because we're in a job together,
yeah.
And this job pays for the food. Therefore, you kill me.
Well, we couldn't nourish you fast enough.
Nourish you.
Talaga,
nourish you.
No, nourish
ikaw,
you.
Nourish ka din.
Hey, I want to nourish you.
Nourish both of you.
I want to nourish you.
Camila says, pag sexy, 36, 24, 36. Pag hindi, same pa rin yung vital statistics, pero legs pa lang yun.
Beep, beep!
Suck
it.
Pesting Ahem says, pag sexy, parang katawang Solen. Pag hindi, parang katawang Solen. Custer Winston says, pag sexy, Miss Universe. Pag hindi, Miss Piggy. Basti says, pag sexy, may abs na pandesal. Pag hindi, yung chan mo, laman pandesal. Yung pandesal wala sa labas, nasa loob.
Pero ang sarap talaga ng pandesal.
Sarap ng pandesal. I love pandesal with...
I just had pandesal with peanut butter.
But it's such an American thing, peanut butter sandwich.
But pandesal is not very American.
Yeah.
No, peanut butter is not American at all.
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
Like peanut usually, butter and jelly.
Yeah, like, hey, mom, can you fix me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Jelly.
Or a peanut butter sandwich?
I want to nourish you.
But instead of pandesal, it has to be like testy.
What?
Testy
bread.
Testy bread.
Pag mandadamihan, isa lang. Testy
bread. Diba? Testy bread.
Or pande americano. There's actually pande americano.
There is.
Who cares about them?
What? The Americans? Mm. Obviously you do.
Right.
Right. You walked into that one.
Last two. I am Alex C says.
I hate you guys so much.
Pag sexy, nakakainit ng katawan. Pag hindi, nakakainit ng ulo. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank, comes from Ako Si Toot.
Ako Si Toot says,
when it comes to the MMDA, pag sexy, oh, miss, akin na yung cellphone number mo. Pag hindi, akin na lisensya mo.
But this is true.
This is so true. Ang daya. Ang sobrang daya.
Obviously, we know which NG goes in.
Hindi, kasi most of the MMAs are male. We don't even have a chance. Even if sexy male ka, wala.
Remember the one time you were crossing Taft on EDSA?
Yeah.
And there was a female MMDA.
Mm.
She gave me a hard time.
That's what I'm saying.
She gave me a hard time.
Even the guy MMDAs don't give me a hard time.
Well,
nakamukha kang girl.
Well, I do have a cleavage.
Yeah. So, miss, kapal na ng stubble mo.
Medyo
hindi pa tayo nagsashave. All right, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy blank, pag sexy blank, pag sexy hindi. Pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank.
Pero sabi ko, wait.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, there was something different about it.
Take two. Pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #PagSexy, pag hindi.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
Hey, let's say hello to Ridiculous Rod, who says hello to the wife, Crystal Pascual. Love you. Mark Opio just saying, good morning, wet morning, rushers. I am Dax saying, good morning to the sis, Reyna Pagaduan, the cousin, Janeth Avendano. Also, let's say hello to Dantu Ishi to see, who says hello to Snoop Psychotic, Jay Manalang, Carding Pogi, Chiki Reyes 04, Cherry Mondejar, Aldri Tej, and Eileen Yang. Don't forget, if you guys have any greetings, you just have to hashtag it with RX Greets for request. Hashtag RX Greets.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And thank you for making us trend the top 10 statements. I mean, ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank. So let's start off with Georgeline. Pag sexy, fishnet stockings. Pag hindi, smoked ham. Diba, in nets din yun?
In nets din yun, yeah.
Usually pula.
Oo, diba? And also, I am Corix says, pag sexy, sakit sa puson. The pudenda. Pag hindi, sakit sa batok.
Kasi cholesterol.
Cholesterol. Di ba pag kumain ka? Actually, what we ate last
pag kumain ka ng crispy pata, sumasakit yung ano. Bakit nga?
Bakit sumasakit yung person?
I don't get that part.
Ako rin, I don't get that part.
Kasi, explain.
Ano?
Ano?
Yung ano?
That's how you can tell he's lying? Or he's saying something you shouldn't believe?
No, I mean, di ba parang...
You get so nasal.
Kasi parang, di ba... You get excited when you see somebody sexy. Parang excited.
When you say excited, what do you mean exactly?
Like excited, diba? Like, and then when you get excited, you have to wee-wee. So minsan napupuno yung... Yeah, parang you feel like you have to wee-wee. When you're nervous.
What does that have to do with your puson?
Hello, that's where the bladder is.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt.
No, if it's filled with wee-wee, it will hurt.
Does it?
Of course. Try holding your wee-wee. Tinan natin kung di sumakit yan.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll hurt. So you get too excited, tapos parang napupuno na ng wee-wee yung bladder mo.
Feeling ko there's a double meaning here somewhere.
Oh, oh.
Feeling mo lang yun.
Are you talking about sex?
Are you talking about sex?
Hmm? Okay.
Del Stalin for stating the obvious.
I don't know.
And then, Mr. Halls. Pag sexy, whole body ang profile pic. Pag hindi, mata lang.
Huy, ang daming may ganyan.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Or kahit upper body, pwede naman. Or tanggalin mo yung chan. Like,
okay,
rib
let's say,
up.
Let's say you guys could only show a specific body part on your DP on Twitter. Hmm. Which would you choose?
Alam na.
What?
Ano?
I can't say it eh.
Why?
Ano? Why? Oo nga.
It's a little too personal.
Is it about sex?
No. It's a personal question. I don't want to answer.
Wow.
No.
Yes, and.
Yes,
and.
No, seriously. What would you put? Yeah, that?
Puede.
Okay.
I'm talking about my nose. Huh?
What's so personal about that? We see it every day.
Yeah. No, wala lang.
Ang liit nga eh.
Anong maliit? Excuse me. Tulis.
Madulis pero maliit.
Hindi kaya siya maliit.
Madulis pero maliit. Oh my God.
Sa bagay kay Chico, malaki. Ay. Ay.
It didn't quite work the way you thought. No. Huh?
You were trying to go for one thing, it went the other way. Dine Girl says, pag sexy, sinusundan ng salesman. Mm. Pag hindi,
guard.
Pinapabantayan ng guard. Guard, sundan mo yan. Bantayan mo yan isang yan.
Mukhang shoplifter.
Sumo.
But there really is, like, when you're hot, you really do get preferential treatment.
Oh, yes.
No matter what you do.
Yes. Oh,
naman. You will it's always get preferential treatment.
Mm. Well, you'll get preferential treatment, but then you also get hate from people who are threatened by you.
Yes.
Master la 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 Baker. Pag sexy, miss, umupo naman kayo sa MRT to ah.
Mm.
Miss, have a seat. Mm. Pag hindi, miss, kapit ka sa handrail.
Pero at least may concern.
Oh, eh.
Miss, at least he cares.
Baka ka matumba eh. Kapit ka sa handrail. Please.
At least he cares naman.
Oh, kapit ka. I'm concerned.
Or akala ko, miss, paupo naman, no? Kasi parang, parang cushion lang yung peg.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, pag sexy, wow, legs. Pag hindi, nasa ng leeg. Jyoti says, pag sexy, skinny jeans. Pag hindi, skinless longganisa.
Aww.
Aww. I'm Kiddo says, pag sexy, uy. Pag hindi, ay.
Ay.
RMC says, pag sexy, 36, 24, 36. Pag hindi, 4x4. Built like a truck.
Yeah, I know.
I am Kiddo says, pag sexy, I am Kiddo 08. Pag sexy, walang chan. Pag hindi, rice terraces.
Maraming layers.
Camilo says, pag winter, pag sexy, heater. Pag hindi, turbo broiler. Call me Ike says, pag sexy, what? Pag hindi, nangyari.
Parang you can imagine a bunch of tambays in the kanto.
Tapos pagdaan mo, wait, wait. Nangyari. Camila says, pag sexy, nasa ref ang cottage cheese. Pag hindi, nasa thighs.
Aww. Huh?
That's what they call cottage cheese, cellulite.
Cellulite.
It's like a cottage
cheese. The same, it looks the same.
The same consistency.
Yeah, yung parang,
oh, yung
parang
bukol-bukol. I didn't know that.
You know how cottage cheese is parang lumpy?
That's how cellulite
when you have
looks
cellulite,
like.
You have, it's like you have cottage cheese under your skin.
Oh,
and they
okay.
do call it cottage yeah. cheese.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Geeky JM says, pag sexy, fling. Pag hindi, true love.
Kasi there's,
there's no way.
Kung sa physical, no there's way. Nothing that you want with them.
Hindi pwedeng, it cannot be anything but true love. Dime Girl says, pag sexy, pinagpapantasyahan. Pag hindi, inuutangan.
Kung may pera.
That's horrible.
Kung may pera, that's true.
Kasi what if you're not hot, tas you don't have
money? Wala
ka
pang pera.
No.
Which happens, huh?
It happens.
It happens. And the top, way to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank, comes from Coco Hernandez.
He says,
pag sexy, uy, big. Pag hindi, uy, big.
Sama.
Sama.
Tama.
May isa pa, si Coco Hernandez. Mm. Pag sexy, tapos hot na graduate. Ano to, graduation.
Eh. Okay.
Pag ano, pag sexy, uy, toga.
Mm.
Pag hindi, uy,
togat
baboy.
Togat baboy.
Ang sama.
Ang sama.
Togat baboy.
Pero good job.
Parang ayoko tong topic na to.
Diba? And so, the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pag sexy, pag hindi.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
Hello, everybody. It's time again for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do it. Justin Bieber is reportedly infuriated about James Franco and Ashley Benson's video mock of his song. James and Ashley starred in Spring Breakers together alongside Justin's ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez. During the time of filming, Ashley was in a relationship with Justin's best friend, Ryan Good. It was rumored that Ashley and James hooked up for a few trysts while filming Spring Breakers. Apparently, Justin believes that the mock music video James and Ashley made of his hit tune Boyfriend was a direct jab at his pal Ryan. Quote, Justin was really angry about the video because Ryan was supposed to be Ashley's boyfriend at the time, and she seemed crawling all over James. That's what a source told Radar Online, adding, quote, to Ryan and Justin, this was proof of infidelity, and they found it really immature that James and Ashley were rubbing it in their faces.
So not only did she cheat on him, on Justin's friend, supposedly, but...
mocked him.
Yeah, with the guy she cheated on.
Yeah, with a guy he cheated on, mocking the friend's song.
Yeah. So it's a 1-2-3
double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
Sinaktan niya yung friend... pati yung guy that she cheated on.
Yeah.
What a complicated world.
I know.
I know, and for people so young. Mm-hmm. And now she's...
But I think that's precisely it. I think the young really get into all these squabbles. They have frenemies. They date within their circle.
Yeah.
They change girlfriends within their circle.
Mm-hmm. It causes trouble within the circle. Mm-hmm.
And then they make a hit song about the circle.
Right.
And they make lots of money about it. And then they come up with new cars and then new friends to put into the circle.
So,
and then
boy meets girl. Boy gets together with girl.
Boy eventually then, falls for boy.
And then boy, boy too steals girl. Boy and boy have a fist fight. Boy and boy start rolling on the floor.
Boy and boy start kissing.
Boy and boy na.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
See how things happen here on Morning Rush.
Boy, oh boy,
it's going
boy,
one
oh
way,
boy,
and the
oh
next
boy.
Thing you know. Is this our story?
Diba? Oh nga, no? In the 90s.
Is this our story?
In the 90s.
Boy meets girl.
Remember, parang kami yung 90s love team. Kadiri. Why would they think that?
Pero hindi ka na boy.
Ano ka na?
Huh?
Ano ka na?
Man.
Oh. Boy to man.
Boy to man.
Boy to man.
Boy, kasi, boy to man.
Kasi nag-split na.
Nag-split na. So mag-isa na lang siya. Boy to... Ladies and gentlemen,
boy to man!
I make love to you. Ang pangit na boy to man.
Anyway, that is the news. You know, I think the
paano
Biebs...
kung nagkaroon tayo ng grupo, tayong dalawa? So, man to man. Kasi... It's another man singing to another man.
Really?
Man to man.
You know what, Gino? You're questioning. You're so curious.
We could be a spin-off of M2M.
Oo nga, M2M2. Diba?
Oo.
M2M2?
Parang part 2.
M2. Man to man.
M2M2.
So M2M2.
M2M2.
Oo.
Okay, in the scenario, I'm out again, right?
Tapos bilang,
you have a solo career.
Bilang, who's gay? M2M2. Diba? M2M2 ang pang. Okay. But anyway.
OP na naman. That is the news.
Story of your
and
life.
And the story of my life. Right. Right.
Yeah. And how did we get here from Justin Bieber and James Franco?
I don't know.
You came up with a story that eventually...
You got there through the gay road.
The road a lot taken.
All right. Well, there you go. That is the news for this hour here on The Morning Rush. You've got C, D, and G. And The Morning Rush live and airborne right now on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Just one last, since we're talking about it. There's a scene in Pitch Perfect. Mm. It's just so funny because there's just a very butch girl part of the group. And then she was like, okay, let's just tell each other, you know,
it's not like a parang a bull session.
Parang bull session. So everyone had their turn. Finally, she stood up. Okay. Here's something I've always been wanting to say. So the other girl goes, okay, here we go. It's a bit hard for me to admit, but, and the girl goes, the other girl goes, come on, let's be honest.
Lesbian.
And so this, she's African American.
Yeah.
And then so she goes, it's been hard for me since we broke up. Since I broke up with my girlfriend. And then the girl goes like, whoop, there it is. Whoop, there
hey,
it
no
is.
Spoiling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, fine.
You watch it on the plane. All right, all us right. Who didn't go to China. We'll just have to wait for it when it comes out in
it was
theaters.
Already out. It already came out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
So how will you watch it, Del? Sabi mo, mapapanood mo na siya.
Through someone's memory.
Talaga? Mm-mm. Ay, nako. Sino kaya to? Grabe.
Anyway.
Okay, here we go. Hey-ho, the Luminous.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
But first, let's say hello to Gachi all the way in Clark, Pampanga. And we're loud and clear over there.
Nice.
Hello.
Mayap aabak.
Mayap aabak. I don't even know what it means. I just
good
see
morning.
It all the
time. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Aren't you? My mom is. But I don't know how to. I don't know how to talk.
Can you understand?
No, I don't either.
What purpose like do you have in life?
Because like my sisters, they understand even if they don't speak. Ako talaga zero. I just don't.
Did you hear him?
What?
He said, what's your use though?
No, I didn't say that. I said, what purpose do you have in life?
Okay, that's so much better.
Yes, it is.
I don't know yet.
Me neither.
Pero ano, I think I have a calling na. I want to be like in events.
Why?
Huh?
Why do you want to be in events?
I want to like, you know, interview staff members.
Okay.
Audition them who would be good staff members.
Mm. Why? Why?
Parang it's fun to audition people.
Lalo na pag medyo hot sila, no?
Tapos, syempre, I have to video it. Kasi...
Tapos, they'll
why
be
are you shaking your
they'll
head?
Be comfortably seated in a couch.
Of course. Dapat sa couch lagi.
Tapos, I'll paint my office all white lang.
Pero may vid, pero dapat, ano ah, dual cam.
Ah, dual cam.
Oo. One for, ano...
Close-ups.
Oo, tas one long shot.
Ah.
Why are you judging us with your piercing voice? You are judging us.
Yes, I am.
No, we're looking for like a business, a viable business.
We were thinking kasi of putting up a business. So I figure, parang...
What, a brothel?
So wait, would it be called like... Cause,
it's not a production company. That's not an events group.
It's an events group.
What do you call that? Like, let's just say...
Kikita lang kami dun sa audition tape.
Or pwede rin, ano, let's come up with a talent agency.
Yes! Oh my
diba?
Gosh.
Tapos
puro
parang...
models.
Alam nyo kayo, you're... Ang manyak niyong dalawa.
What?
As in.
Why? No, I mean, what's wrong with the talent agency? Oo nga. Kasi imagine...
We want to, ano nga eh, further the dreams of the talented.
May mga casting call, di ba?
Further the dreams of the talented.
Parang if you're looking for a talent, it's called a casting call.
Exactly.
So, if we had a couch where they would sit at, would it be called a casting couch?
You could. Di ba? Para lang makita namin yung how they register on cam.
So, the best background they say is white.
Yes.
And then a black leather couch. And
pwede
then...
mong sapin. Okay, and here we go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. FYI, si Del umiiling. Let's start off with Chenong. Pag sexy, ang ultimate dream niya, bokeh. Diba? Pag hindi, buffet.
Pero ako, I'd rather have a buffet.
A buffet.
O naman, kaya mo ba kainin yung bouquet?
Diba? OMG, unless it's one of those like money bouquets.
Or unless the one who gave you the bouquet can afford all the buffets.
All the buffets.
Yung, ano, yung bouquet
the rest
na,
of your life.
Or bouquet na ano, gawa sa, alam mo yung icing na flower.
Oh my gosh.
Ay, sarap.
Tapos may whipped cream.
Kaya tayo tumataba.
Inevitably, parang all conversations lead
to food.
No, either sex or food.
But, is there a difference? OMGN says, pag sexy, umu-order ng a la carte. Pag hindi, umu-order sa catering. Kailangan yung pangmaramihan. And Snorlax says, pag sexy, abs. May abs. Pag hindi, ABS. A big stomach.
Hey.
Abs pa rin. Lai says, pag sexy, 40 kilos.
Wow.
So petite. Pag hindi, 40 pesos per kilo.
Ginawang karne.
Kinikilo lang eh.
40 kilos is times 2.2.
About 80-something.
80. Less than 90.
90.
Wow. Ang gaan.
Gaano na.
Ugly Kid Joey says, pag sexy, beach goddess. Pag hindi, beached whale.
But you have a thing for whales.
Ganun ba? Okay.
May similarity ba?
Wala naman. Don Camote says, pag sexy, hey.
Hey.
Pag hindi, hoy.
The actually,
difference
that's
between
true,
hey
no?
and hoy.
And when you know when a friend of yours calls, yeah. I don't know if you've experienced this, but parang you change voices.
Yeah.
Parang if it's somebody you think is attractive, you're like,
oh,
hi.
You're like, hi.
But if it's parang kunwari ikaw yung tumawag, parang, oh, hi.
Ano?
Oh, hello.
Bakit? Hello.
Hello. That's so you. Hello.
And you say my voice changes when it's on the phone.
Whenever you pick up the phone, it's hello. Hello.
Hello. And then Crame. Wait. Let's see here. Pag Neil Yamato says, pag sexy, wow, fashion. Pag hindi, wow, lechon.
Pero para mas masarap yung lechon.
Eh. Yung lechon.
Diba?
Masarap ng lechon.
Oh my God, ano ba guys? Ano bakit ba tayo
ganito? We just had lechon... Lechon...
Macau?
Hindi, lechon Macau. Lechon Macau?
Lechon Macau.
No, what's you guys
that?
Did?
Lechon... No, yesterday. No, what's the other one? Lechon Pak... No, not Lechon,
lechon
Pak
Siu. Kawali.
Kawali.
No, that was Lechon Macau.
Yeah.
It was Lechon Macau. Because it had hoisin sauce.
Oh, okay.
There was Lechon Macau. Oh, I didn't see it.
By the, ano, next to the dim sum.
By the Asian...
Asian food.
Station.
Taga may Mariadi.
Oo, eh. Talagang minap out din, no? Tapos yung samgyupsal nasa pinaka-right.
You know what we didn't even get a chance to check out? The Indian food.
That's true.
It was there with roti and then, you know, you can just dip your...
Dip your face into the curry.
Yum, 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 yum.
Master, la 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 la, Baker says, pag sexy, can't take my eyes off of you. Pag hindi, lumayo ka man sa akin.
or
pero
more,
lumayo ka man sa akin is actually,
it's actually a
it's a nice song. Yeah.
Pero dapat, stop na lang dun sa lumayo ka man sa akin.
Or dapat, lumayo ka na sa akin. Wait, Ivan Oates is saying, pwede. Pwede ba itigil na ang usapang pagkain? Nagtitipid ako!
Actually, di ba? Either nagtitipid ka or nagda-diet ka. Craymonk says, pag sexy, Mila Kunis. Mm. Pag hindi, Mila's lechon. Parehong Mila. Angel Rain says, pag sexy, papatikim pa lang.
Mm.
Pag hindi, nagbaburp ka na.
Nakakabusog.
Ako. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank, comes from RMC.
RMC says,
pag sexy, okay, this is pag nalulunod. Mm. Okay? Pag sexy, hahagisan mo ng life vest.
Mm.
Pag hindi, oh, we'll miss her.
Sobra, grabe.
Oh my gosh.
Or pwede namang,
you're so bad.
Pwede namang, I'm sure she'll float.
That too.
Yeah, once she's dead.
Hindi, because para siyang may salvavida. Meron siyang
salvavida.
Meron siyang
salvavida.
Salvavida.
What do you call that? Like pagbataba ka?
Bilbil.
Hindi, meron kang life.
Lifesaver?
Spare tire.
Spare tire. Eh, di ba spare tires float?
Yeah. Diba?
You are your own personal flotation device.
Actually, diba, the ones that they initially use as lifesavers, mga interior yun, diba? It's not the actual...
It's not the actual outside. Yeah.
That's why it has the
yung pito. Yeah, tsaka it has no yung the tread.
It doesn't have the actual tire. Yeah.
Hindi yung pang-swing. Kasi yung pang-swing is
yung
the actual tire.
Yeah. Yung pang-salvavida.
Salvavida.
That's the interior.
I need a salvavida.
Salvavida.
It feels like I'm talking to, what's her face? A girl from Modern
Sophia
Family.
Vergara.
Sophia Vergara.
So the top 10 ways to complete the statement.
Can you do a Sophia Vergara impersonation?
I can.
Lumalabas Speedy Gonzales eh. Di ba when I try to do like...
Try nga.
I'm very, very sexy.
Oh, nga, no? It is. Now say, andale, andale, iba, iba.
Andale, andale, iba, iba.
Arriba, arriba.
Arriba, arriba. Yo soy un marinero.
La soy capitán. La bamba.
Soy capitán, soy capitán.
Okay.
Okay. The top 10 ways to complete
no
the
Sophia
statement.
No Sophia Vergara in there.
Nope.
Pag sexy blank. Pag hindi, ayun, pag sexy, Sophia Vergara. Pag hindi,
Speedy Gonzalez.
just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pag sexy, pag hindi. And we're now number 3 in the Philippines. Thank you.
Nice.
Hey, quick hello to Linus Reyes. He's tuned in.
Good morning.
He goes like, you should put in a wooden table for that casting couch.
A wooden table?
Yeah. Siyempre, parang an office.
Ah, yeah.
Siyempre, it has to be. So, white background, black leather couch, wooden table in front of it.
Tapos two camera off, setup. You start off interview lang talaga, mm-hmm. diba muna?
Parang, tapos eventually, okay. That's when you proceed to the acting part.
The acting part.
Since it is a
casting
call.
We want to see just how talented parang, you are.
Let me see your range of facial expressions.
Tapos afterwards, you ask mo, so on a scale of 1 to 10.
tapos after that, you'll ask them what positions they're willing to
apply
portray
for.
And apply for.
Apply
yeah.
for.
Diba?
Hmm. Okay.
You know. Are you talking about sex? Mail.
Fail. It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
You know what Via B was saying on Twitter? She actually dreamt of the book signing.
Wow. Well, it's happening on Feb 3. Pretty
three
soon.
Already.
That's a Sunday at the Robinson's Activity Center, 1 to 6 p.m.
Robinson's Galleria Activity
Robinson's Center. Robinson's Galleria Activity Center.
That's right. So we'll see you there.
Right?
Hopefully you still have your books. And you can have your book signed even if you don't buy it from there. Even if you bought it like before.
Yeah.
If you have your book one.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
And they were asking how many will we sign per person? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Just bring the books.
Just bring them.
If you can bring them, we will sign them.
Yes.
Paano kung may nagdala ng 150 books to isang tao lang sa...
Pwede.
Why not?
Why not?
Gawin natin. Let's do it. Okay, so let's do the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Thank you to everyone. It's a top trending topic in the Philippines as we speak. Thank you. All right, let's... okay, let's start off with Ugly Kid Joey. After a date. Pag sexy, drive-in motel. Pag hindi, drive-thru.
Parang masarap yung drive-thru.
Actually, masarap
yung drive-thru. That's what I was thinking too. I don't mind.
It's a crazy day. Why?
Why are we...
More than anything, I'm really craving for food today.
What if we're pregnant, the three of us? Wait a minute.
Ay.
Okay. Ay, nako, makagalit. Nako. People were saying pa naman, di ba, honeymoon daw natin yung baby.
Ay, nako.
Baka may nabuo.
Grabe talaga kayo.
I think we're safe with that one.
De, next to.
Ay, nako.
Paano na mga panaginip ko? Tama ba panaginip? Dreams?
Ah, tama, no, panaginip.
Pero, pangarap.
Pangarap. Pangarap. Na, more of pangarap.
When, pag literal, panaginip.
Panaginip.
Why is it like that, no?
It's the same, no?
Diba? Because in English, also, you say, parang, what about my dreams? Mm-hmm. Whereas in Tagalog, you can't say, paano na mga panaginip.
They say a lot of the language stuff, like those little nuances, mm-hmm. Depends on the culture.
Yeah, their
like,
culture
for instance, yung kapatid. The reason we only use kapatid, one word for both male and female, mm-hmm. is because we're not very gender conscious as a culture. Like, right. Women are not really... discriminated upon.
Well,
like,
that is until the Spanish
until
came
the
along.
Spanish came
because
along.
Their language has feminine and masculine.
And but let's say in the Western world, it's brother for male, sister
for
female
yeah.
Because they're very conscious of the gender roles. Mm. So they were saying, you know, a lot of it really, like for instance, rice. For us, there's bigas, there's kanin.
There's a different state.
Because it's a staple for us.
Right.
But in the let's say in English,
it's just rice.
It's just rice.
But for them, corn or potato. Because they have many types of corn and potato.
Yeah,
they have
exactly.
Potato flour. They have, but we don't have that because we
for
stick
us,
to
it's
rice.
Patatas.
It's nice that we have the spokesperson of. we have an ambassador for the American
just because
language.
I am.
Well learned.
Well, but she's like,
I am not well versed
in culture.
No, I just observe.
Observe
it's not
from
like
where?
I know anything.
From what vantage point?
It's not like I know anything more than you guys.
Do.
Okay, maybe not.
I'm sure you know more.
Notice the surrender.
I hate the surrender.
Hey,
no, but it's interesting, ha? Kasi totoo yun. Like with rice, we have so many states.
Yeah, there's palay.
There's
which
palay.
Is the,
palay is yung damit pa.
May damit.
The
bigas
the husk. The husk is still on.
Pag bigas, hubad na, pero hindi pa luto. Kanin is pagluto na.
Bahaw
is pag malamig na.
Malamig na. And then there's fried rice. Ay, hindi pala tagal.
Hindi pala tagal. Hindi, sinigang. Ah, sinangag.
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 But that's not it. It's not. No, it's meron tayong galapong.
Galapong.
Which is the flour made out of rice.
Right. Mas meron din tayong malagkit.
Malagkit. So, because our culture
it's
deals.
Very...
Yeah, we have rice and we eat it in different states of, you know.
There's pinipig.
Pinipig. Isa pa yun, right?
O sabagay, no? Parang there is no term for like medium well, well done.
Exactly.
Yeah,
done.
Kasi we're not
because
really
we don't really delve into steak as much. It's just ihaw. Whereas with Americans, because they grill a lot, right?
I don't know. Ask Bobby Flay.
He motioned to Del, FYI.
Right?
I hate you. No, really. I do. If you look into my heart, it's full of hate.
Oh, that I've known for quite some time now.
Wait, I'm not that girl.
Look at how contradictory she is. No?
Well, I'm like,
I hate
girl,
you. Look at my heart. It's full of hate. No, I'm not.
No,
well, half filled with hate.
Half
the other half filled with America.
Can we play Estelle?
What?
Will you be my American boy?
Estelle Amar.
Sorry, you know, while you were talking.
She was going out.
I don't know
out.
Why, no. But I just want to drink Coke.
Why?
I have no idea.
And this was yesterday pa eh.
Alam mo,
because we have refreshing personalities.
No, kasi you make me so miserable. I need the happiness.
Because it's made in America.
Ay, nako. Okay.
What is it? It is, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just bottled here?
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, they discovered it in the United States.
Pretty sure. That's what I mean.
Hey, quick hello to Joey Calixto. She's tuned in. Hi,
hey,
Joey.
Hello. Good morning.
Also to Tita Edith and Tito Lito. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in.
Paul Jeffrey says, pag sexy, sumakay ng jeep, ang sigaw ng barker, pwede pa, pwede pang dalawa. Pag hindi, ang sigaw ng barker, hundoyo.
Hundoyo mo.
Hundoyo.
Siya para medyo becky yung barker.
Hundoyo. Mad Matt Mark says, pag ang sexy, nagpa-nude pic, artistic. Pag hindi, abstract.
It's just weird shapes and sizes.
But ang sad part is, the artist didn't mean to make it abstract. It just looks abstract. And also,
you know what would be weird?
What?
If we all posed, the
nude?
Three of us together. No, for a painting.
Okay. Yikes!
No, I'm thinking it's not weird in itself, but where would you hang that?
Hey, you paint, Sel, right?
Yeah.
You want to paint us nude?
You want to paint? Okay. Okay, that's not how far I wanted to go.
Oh.
I just wanted to be like, okay, can you interpret us in an artistic
remember
form?
Remember how pissed you were at the grocery store? Imagine how much more pissed you would be if you saw them both naked.
No,
in
come
the
on.
Nude.
Parang the Kike Barkada, naked painting.
Pare abstract na hubad.
Yeah.
And what do you
so
think?
Not...
Wait, since abstract siya, may creative liberty ka naman to change certain things, right?
Ako sa certain part...
To elongate certain
things? No,
things?
Like to
no,
like, liquefy certain...
Like kunyari ako, since abstract naman siya, diba? So, uh-huh. What you can do is you can paint an elephant at that part.
Uh-huh. Ako, you can paint ano?
With an elephant trunk.
Yeah.
A durian.
Oh, walang tenga. Trunk lang.
Durian?
Yeah.
Durian.
Or fine. You can...
Ganun kabaho.
Mabastos kayong dalawa.
Ganun
pero masarap.
Pero mabaho pa rin. It's not good. You just fine. You can just paint like, I don't know, a donkey. Wait, that's an... Never mind.
A donkey is shorter than a horse.
No, but it's still pretty big. Considering that it's...
You can go bigger.
Fine. And then let's just go with horse.
Okay.
Or what else has a trunk?
A car.
I want melons.
No. What?
I want melons.
Of course you do.
Size G melons. Sorry. Why am I obsessed with mammary glands?
Because you...
No, boobs are power.
They really are. You know, it's amazing.
Let's be honest.
No, it's amazing. Like what a nice set of mammary glands will get you. Like even if you're not.
I mean, look at you both.
Okay.
Okay, you both. I'm with you guys all the time.
Okay.
I swear, you see a great set of rack,
uh-huh.
And you're like, I lose you guys. You both.
Talaga.
For different reasons.
Talaga.
Yes.
Really?
Actually, yes.
Really? Yeah.
This one?
Really?
This one?
Why? What does he do?
I don't know.
What do you want with them? What do you want to do?
Wala lang.
That's the latent masculine.
They're ano eh. They're...
So attractive, eh, no?
Oh, they are.
Diba?
But they're attention
really...
getting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're attractive.
And you really tend to, like,
diba? You really looking. Have to, like, especially if like, it's a plunging neck. Yeah. You're,
okay, that's why. But you know that saying in real estate, location, 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 it's all about that? Because imagine, boobs are fat. They're fat.
They are.
They're adipose tissues. Mm-hmm. Mm. And if it were put in your thighs.
That's why it jiggles.
Yeah. If you put it in your tummy or your thighs, it's not nice. Mm. But the minute you put them up on your chest,
can we have some pretty girl come in here with big boobs? Tapos we'll just observe and then see what happens.
Here's the thing. We will ask two girls with big boobs, one that's real and the other one that's not real.
I don't know kasi how to differentiate.
And that's hence the experiment.
So will we...
Will it be a tactile experience?
Yes.
Because
it has to be. It has to be tactile.
So we'll have to touch them?
You have to. Because how would you know the difference? Just by look.
God,
obviously, just by looking at it, you know, just by looking at it, you don't really get to see the difference.
You're forcing me to do something that I don't really want to do.
Well, Emma.
Sige, I have a couple of people in mind already.
Pero ang problema kung papayag.
Oh God, biglang pumayag, no?
Papayag.
Hindi kasi, you know what, like the last time I was in Boracay, di ba I was telling you, there was this couple.
No.
And then the girl just took off her top.
Wow.
And then she just started to swim.
Wow.
And talagang like, I didn't want to stare, pero it was just like, oh my gosh, because I've never seen
actually, that's true.
Like out in Boracay.
No, even when I
tapos,
I went,
you know what, the guapo husband was like, parang, why are you looking at my wife's boobies? Ganyan. So,
hello, what's that guy there? What do you expect? Or parang, like, there was this, I went on a cruise, I think, like, a year ago, or something like that. 2 years ago. And then there was this girl who was sunbathing, and she was, like, topless. But she was facing down naman. So you could see the side.
Ito, hindi, she was walking around.
No, but, like, even just the side, you're, like, you kind of get sucked into it.
Look how funny this is. You guys can talk the whole day about boobs.
Yes, we can. I mean, at least I... maybe.
Yeah. Don't do that!
What? No, I got tongue-tied. I got tongue-tied.
Oh my gosh.
I had to untie my tongue.
Gino boy. Okay, last few. Princess Lulu says, pag sexy, tag me. Pag hindi, wag mo i-upload.
Hey.
Nerdy Boy Taki says, sa Instagram, pag sexy, puro body pics ang nakapost. Pag hindi, puro pagkain. Aray, ako puro pagkain. Ang pinapost ko. Uod says, pag sexy, sumakay ng kabayo. White Castle Whiskey. Pag hindi, animal cruelty.
Masyado mabigat.
Stealthy Roshi says, pag sexy, bikini.
Mm.
Pag hindi, fettuccine.
Ang sarap ng fettuccine.
Diba?
Diba?
What is up? Why is today such a
food
induced
show? I think maybe because
show.
It's a little cold.
Yeah.
Diba, when it's cold, you kind of want to warm up with food.
I just know that when it's cold outside, are you here in vain? You hold on to the night because there will be no shame.
Okay.
Kantahin mo na lang.
Always I wanna be with you and make believe with you and live in harmony, all night. There you go.
Okay, last two.
Parang wala lang.
Pero sumali ka, pwede.
Tsaka dun sa harmony part.
Diba?
Harmony.
Last two from Kurtap. Sa jeepney, pag sexy. Urong lang po, para may makaupo. Pag hindi, puno na. And the top, waits to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco says,
pag, when it comes to environmental issues. At saka yung mga, what do you call that? Your
socially relevant?
This is my...
Cause.
Okay. So, environmental
advocacy.
Causes. Advocacy, there you go. Environmental advocacies. Coco Hernandez says, pag sexy, sexy saves Boracay.
Mm.
Pag hindi, free Willy!
Palayain nyo siya!
Free Willy!
Huwag nyo siyang ikulong! Free Willy! The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our hashtag, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag pag sexy, pag hindi.
RX931.com. The news right now here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's give it to ya. It took 5 months, but Prince Harry is finally talking about his infamous game of strip billiards during his Las Vegas party weekend, telling the media, and I quote, "I probably let myself down," unquote. Harry spoke with UK reporters after completing a 5-month military stint in Afghanistan. And that's when someone asked about the pics first published on TMZ.com. He said, and again I quote, "I probably let myself down. I let my family down. I let other people down. At the end of the day, I was in a private area and there should be a certain amount of privacy. The way I was treated, I don't think is acceptable. Back home, all my close friends rallied around me and were great." Harry said he considers the incident a classic example of him probably being too much army and not enough prince.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, it's nice of him to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't say much for the army, though.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
and...
But, yeah. Because it's the first time that he's actually talking about it. He's never addressed it. The news is old. We all know about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's true. You know, there's a difference between...
doing it celebrities, out in the open.
Yeah. You know, like these things, like let's say Scarlett Johansson. It was stolen from her phone remotely. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's you kind of go, your heart goes out to the celebrities.
Because it wasn't meant to be in a public
forum.
Exactly.
Yeah. And unlike those celebrities who like do really stupid stuff in public.
Yeah.
I mean,
on the sidewalk.
Exactly. Yeah. Then
coming out of a club with white powder all over their body.
If that comes out, you know, then it's like you're like, okay, but you know,
fair
you put
game.
It out there.
It's fair game.
But with like Prince Harry and the others, like they thought it was a private thing. You know, they didn't know that they were with people they couldn't trust.
They couldn't trust, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you're in Las Vegas.
I mean,
and you're
yeah.
you're picking up people you don't know. I mean, obviously, if you're the prince, you have to.
You have to take into consideration that people are watching you. People are following you.
Two, they're going to use you to get some measure of fame.
Yeah.
Or money, because remember, those people who sold those pictures got
a lot of money.
He's lucky he was covering himself all the time. If he was really like, wala lang, and you know, they got pictures of everything.
Although that part was a letdown for me.
See, it's because of people like you that they actually make money off of it.
But it's already there anyways. I didn't ask him to buy it, to sell it. It's there. What could he have done? Just, you know?
No. And gentlemen, more URL.
No, but of course, I like Harry.
Yeah,
because
me too.
He seems to me just...
like the most human.
Yeah.
Very human. I
of
mean,
them
he,
all.
He gets angry. He rebels. I mean,
he's a quote unquote real person.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people
say anything about William.
No, exactly. No, but I'm saying a lot of people always say that William reminds everyone of Diana, maybe physically, but the way he doesn't follow rules reminds me of Diana
Harry.
So much. It's Harry who reminds me of Diana. He's the one who's like, I don't like this.
You know,
I
was watching
live like a normal person.
I was watching the special on the royals, and they were saying that when Harry was born, he seemed to want to upset the way things were because, first of all, he was born after William. You have no idea. He's third in line.
Yeah.
So your life, your whole life, you are second.
Second.
I mean, third, counting your dad.
The closest you are to the top, you're second.
So they said that when he was born, he wanted to upset the status quo so much that he became this prankster. He's always the funny one.
The rebel.
Yeah.
The rebel, and then he's always trying to do something different.
And he was always like, well, at the time, he was the lesser cute one. But of course, as they got older, a lot of people find Harry hotter, way hotter than William.
Oh, diba? Yes.
Oh. Oh, my God, Del.
Delamar.
What? He's hot. What? Can I enjoy the view?
When
what?
When you get to that, when you're
estrus-mar.
I'm an estrus right now.
When you're estrus-mar.
Look, don't piss me
really
off.
Like,
I'm an estrus right now. Don't show me any naked pics. I'm an estrus right now.
Yeah. Okay, let's try to Google that.
And you know, I was showing her a picture of Novak Djokovic.
Estrus is just in heat.
you know, tell, I mean, let us let them hear the shriek that you did that when I showed you the Novak Djokovic pictures.
I didn't, you know, it's so funny because a guy's torso is not necessarily anything sexual. Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to a woman's torso. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, the boobs are there. But with men, it's just like a surfboard.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
But it's not like, so much. More of like a trunk of a car kasi may spare tire. Bakit hindi parang surfboard?
Don't destroy my estrus. I'm in it. And I plan to stay here for quite a number of days.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is hot. Harry is super hot.
Yeah.
Hi.
And he's got hair.
He's hairy.
He's
because William is yeah. Ano na,
napapalap like
na. It's like his dad.
Right,
he's
right.
He's mana to Prince Charles.
I wonder how it is to spend a day with Harry.
Fun.
When I'm Harry sure met fun. Delhi. Sorry.
Ayan na.
What? Don't you enjoy my jokes?
Nope.
Tapos he's Dirty Harry, speaking of ano, of movies.
We can only wish.
Yeah, ba?
Mm. Well, not too dirty.
No, I mean dirty, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, nako. Snap back into it.
So wait, when you guys get lost in the boob conversation, I don't basag drip you.
Napapansin ko lang, he can relate to both conversations. Si Chico can relate to both conversations.
Oh, my
eh.
God.
Oh no!
Diba?
Oh no!
Diba? He can relate to the whole boob conversation, oh but God. When it comes to like.
He can also relate to this.
Prince Harry conversation.
Okay.
I'm just well rounded.
See, that's the thing. I'm not. I know how hot Ryan Reynolds is.
Okay.
But I'm not like attracted.
I don't get it.
I don't. No,
seriously.
I get it.
What's wrong with both of you?
I get it. But I'm not attracted. Prince Harry.
Hello.
He's like,
excuse
oh
me.
My God. Harry.
That's not even like a close comparison. Not so far off. Ryan Reynolds versus Prince Harry.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
He's too
Kabugsi, Hollywood. Kabugsi Ryan.
Kabugsi
wala,
Harry.
Wala.
Okay. Do you realize
okay.
This
Away.
Hey, what about Ryan Gosling? Let's talk
wala,
about
Ryan Reynolds pa rin ako.
Ryan Gosling.
Ako rin Ryan Gosling. Was
what's
especially
wrong
in Crazy
people?
Stupid Love.
I didn't watch it.
Oh my God.
Why? Because he lifted Emma Stone.
No. He's like, you know, when you see him, he looks wiry and thin. And then he takes off his shirt and he is anything but.
You know what? I'm gonna prove you wrong with.
Look, you can't argue with taste. Gino, you like what you like. We like what we like.
How could
Chico and I like the same.
Ito na naman tayo.
Are there any reasons to do it? Before we get into any more trouble.
Hey, this is art appreciation.
No. Wait.
Art appreciation?
No, I mean, diba?
Malita.
Like, hot appreciation.
The great artists start off with, ano, si Raphael would, you know, anatomy.
Okay, let me, he's going
really?
To.
Really? Yeah.
I don't, yuck. Yeah. Yuck.
Yuck?
Wow, ang yabang ko, diba?
Hindi naman yuck. Hindi naman yuck.
Gusto ko ni Ryan.
Hindi naman yuck, pero.
Okay, what about, okay, wait.
I'm sorry, he just doesn't do it
really?
For me. No, but, you know, I understand. The hunk. The smart, he's kind of sensitive, he's funny, la la la. But no, he's just, I don't know, he's too perfect.
Well, I'm used to perfection kasi.
Ayun!
No, dun talaga eh.
Diba?
Kailangan talaga ising.
Estrus over.
Si Matthias was just like, stop, listen to yourself.
Sino yan?
Matthias Lewis.
I guess this is why we're called the Kike Brigada. It's just, you know.
There's a reason for
anyway.
It.
So, Harry, call me. Maybe.
A friend of mine, Hub, has a decent point. He goes, maybe the reason why you guys, girls, whatever, are picking Harry over Ryan is because of the accent and the royal jewels.
No. Not at all. I haven't really heard him talk.
Asabaga yung accent na hanap mo iba yan.
Not really. If anything, I don't look for the American accent, okay? I don't like the Americans.
Really?
No, I don't. Not to be racist. I am racist.
It's funny how she has these small, small realizations.
I know what I used to say. Yeah. Like, sorry to all the Americans out there. I know it's not. This is obviously, we're just. There are generalizations that we cling to, yeah. Right? I just, in my travels and diving, they're some of the worst, like they're so noisy.
Mm.
my experience at least tells me they're very loud. Mm-hmm. And it's as if nothing exists except the American way.
Right.
Which turns you off because when you're in a dive and you're with like United Colors of Benetton,
yeah.
people are from all parts of the world.
The
Everyone's
world.
Trying to accommodate each other. Americans are just like, well, I'm American. And I really used to hate it.
You
like,
do that really well.
I really used to hate it.
Hate it or love
by
it.
By its mouth. I really used to hate it.
You know,
how quickly
sometimes.
Hate has turned to love.
You know, the funny thing is that sometimes it only takes one ambassador to make it all better. Anyway, that's the news and la la la, whatever. Let's just go back to the show, okay? You know, Monster yeah. Radio RX
93.1. Oh, shucks.
What?
I was going to play pa naman sana, but you know, it's not in our list.
What?
When love and hate collide. All right, here we go. Let's do this.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
You know those days that you tell yourself you shared a little too much?
Today is one of those
enough.
Days.
Today is one of these days.
Not even today, that last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Del, shut up.
Thank you to everyone. Hashtag pag sexy pag hindi is still the top trending topic in the Philippines. Thank
I guess that's
you.
The dichotomy, right?
Thank
Either
you,
you're
you.
Sexy, you're hot, or you're not.
Yeah.
Sorry, just on the whole Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling thing.
Yeah.
At least off of Twitter, so far, most guys will go for Ryan Reynolds. I mean, most guys.
I think that's the guy's choice, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds over Ryan
Whatever.
Gosling.
Ever.
Obviously.
Well, remember, who was that? Was it R. Kelly? Was it R. Kelly who divorced his wife?
Oh.
Because he watched The Notebook, and then he said, well, because of The Notebook, I wanna divorce my wife, because if you can't have love like that, then you shouldn't be married.
What? That's
yeah, remember we did that for the news. I'm not sure if it was R. Kelly or another rapper. And then the wife was interviewed by TMZ.com, and I watched that, and she said, look, it takes more than just a movie. For you to divorce your wife.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just using it as an excuse.
I'm sure he was just using it. Maybe he was high or something. Because it's not a very valid excuse. Mm. I mean, if you're gonna divorce your wife really over a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you can always
that's
just say,
weird.
You
it's
can always
weird.
Say about, oh, I'm divorcing my wife because, you know, we don't get along. We have so many
or
issues that we can't.
Her.
Yeah. Or you know, the love isn't there anymore. Or I feel like there's something else that, blah 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 blah. But not because I watched The Notebook and I think love has to be like that.
Like that.
Ugh.
Don't you guys remember that we did that for the news?
Hmm? I don't remember.
We did that for the news.
Really? Was I here?
You were here. You just don't listen to me.
Yeah, I don't.
I know.
Heard that, but sagot ko dun. Huh?
He does that to me all the time.
What? I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I think with him, it's more of like memory gap.
Ganon! Ganon!
It's not so much.
Grabe ka mean.
It's not so much the here.
You're so bad.
Tignan mo itong demo, di ba?
No, it's out.
No, Gino, that's a little much.
You crossed the line.
You crossed the line.
Of decency. Okay, here we go. The top 10. Ways to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. Let's start off with Fortunato. Pag sexy, chinita. Pag hindi, double chinita.
Double chin.
May double chin. Callie Byrne says, pag sexy, fun run. Pag hindi, temple run na lang. Nakaupo ka lang. D plus Wayne says, pag sexy, hula hoop. Pag hindi, bracelet.
Oh, that's so mean.
Dun lang siya kasha. Basti says, pag sexy, Christian Grey. Pag hindi, Monterrey.
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 I haven't gone to a meat shop in like real...
In a long time.
When was the last time you went to a meat shop?
A literal
or a quote-unquote meat shop.
Well, I'm going to have to go to a meat shop because I have to make good on my promise to make you guys steak sandwich.
I know.
Yeah, kasi mga 1 year na yun eh.
Di naman.
Mga 8 months.
Di naman.
Yeah, when
just
was
when
that?
She started watching cooking thing. Spike
but
says,
you did come up with pasta on a day that we really needed it.
So. And why?
Not just that, good salad.
Yeah, and the salad. Hindi kaya lang talaga that day, we remember, there was no restaurant.
Actually, so nothing was
open.
You
came bearing gifts.
It was so funny because Gino in his backpack comes into the booth, you know, looking so down.
Forlorn.
Forlorn. And he's like, guys, there's nothing that's open. There's nothing.
Nothing.
No Starbucks, no fast food, nothing. I go, don't you worry. I have pasta.
Wow.
I have
meat. Don't you worry, child.
See, heaven's got a plan for you.
Okay. See, heaven's got a plate for you.
And then not only did I have food, I had wine.
Yeah,
I know.
Diba?
I really liked you that day.
Talagang that day lang.
On a normal day, okay lang eh.
You know what? Nourish you, Gino.
Nourish you.
Nourish you.
Happy Melon says, pag sexy, FDW. Mm. Pag hindi, WTF.
Actually, that's true. Diba? No? You
mix
just
up the letters.
Have you guys heard of the DTF?
Don't tell Fafa.
DTF. No, it's not meant for on air.
Ah,
it's
okay, just, okay.
It's an acronym that tells you if a guy or a girl is ready to go home with you. DTF. It's from Jersey Shore?
Ew!
Oh, wow. Ooh. Wow, that's so...
It's so crass.
Yeah, but that's like... They say it like it was the most normal thing.
That's so jedge.
Yeah, they say,
bastos.
You know what?
She's, I know, right? What's wrong with these people?
Ew.
They keep saying, oh, she's DTF, man.
Ew.
He's DTF. Like, what?
Parang mas gusto ko pa yung sa akin eh. Parang, oy, I'm gonna go shopping, ah. DTF.
Don't tell Fafa.
Diba?
Okay.
Or mambo boys muna ako, okay.
DTF.
Yes. Jagger G says, pag sexy, coffee, tea, or me? Pag hindi, ma'am, self-service lang po tayo.
Ayaw man lang pag-servisyoan.
Mashed Plutonium says, pag sexy, tinitignan. Pag hindi, tinitignan din ng masama.
Mapapaaway kayo.
Master, la 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 la. Baker, pag sexy, ligawan.
Mm.
Pag hindi, lugawan.
Puro kasi carbs.
Puro carbs.
Uy, masarap din ang lugaw.
Actually, no?
Actually favorite ko.
Diba?
Pag when I'm filling.
Filling. When I'm filling.
Filling.
Nothing more than filling.
No, when I'm feeling sick, it has to be like lugaw or mommy.
Oh God!
What's the difference between congee and lugaw?
Can I tell Del?
It's the same.
Can I tell Del about how you are and sickness? How you are with sickness?
I know already.
She knows.
Don't pretend to tell me something about him when I know him.
Yeah, she knows.
There was 16 years before you, you know.
Why are you so jealous?
I know, right?
Why are you so jealous?
No, I'm like possessed.
I know. You're so possessive.
Weird. Yeah. No, possessed.
No, you're so possessive also.
No, not. Not really. I'm not possessive.
You are.
You are.
You just don't outwardly show it.
No.
See?
See? See?
What? That's not possessive. That's anger. Anger.
Coming from possessive.
That and jealousy.
That has been, you know,
suppressed.
Ay, nako, whatevs.
Anto says, pag sexy, miss, need a lift.
Diba?
Pag hindi, miss.
Miss, need the forklift.
Yes.
I know.
But
you know, I've seen like girls who are hefty.
Yeah.
Who are so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They feel.
And the men are like falling all over themselves.
Hindi yung annoying,
I met someone.
Ah?
No,
not
no.
The annoying
not
types,
at all. Not
but
at all.
There are like in college.
Gusto siya talaga ng guys.
Yeah.
And then Midnight Chris says, pag sexy, multivitamins.
Mm-mm.
Pag hindi, Tigrolak.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. And Anto says, pag sexy, drop dead gorgeous. Pag hindi, drop dead.
Stops there.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank, comes from two people. Let's start off with Paul Jeffrey.
He says,
pag sexy na nakabikini, oh my. Pag hindi, pag hindi na nakabikini, nakakaug.
Oh my.
And from Patikim Mercy, pag sexy, oh my God. Pag hindi, oh my God. Oh my God. All right, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pag Sexy Pag Hindi, which is still the top trending topic.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
And hey, let's say hi to Luis. He's tuned in.
Hello, Luis. Good morning.
Wasn't he weighing in on the Ryan Gosling thing? What did he say?
Ryan Gosling. Si Ryan Reynolds. Mukha at katawan lang yun eh. Oh, sige na nga. Ryan Reynolds na lang pala.
Actually, si Ryan Gosling doesn't have face.
No, I mean,
pero,
he's
pero
okay looking.
Pero something about his intensity. His,
have
like,
you watched The Driver?
He's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Love it.
I didn't like it. I mean, I...
Pero kasi rin, si Dal Mahilig sa Bad Boys. Oh, mas bad boy si Ryan
Gosling. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Ryan Gosling is so much more of a bad boy than
Ryan
Reynolds.
You know, it's not like you understand my psyche. You don't.
Apparently we do.
She likes bad boys.
White angry men.
Friendship over. Friendship over.
Alpha Male's on air. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you very much. It's nice to end the show with our topic as the top trending topic in the Philippines. Thank you guys for always hashtagging your entries. All right. We've got our top 10 ways to complete the statement. Pag sexy, blank. Pag hindi, blank. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. All right. Let's start off with Shivana. Pag sexy, two-piece. Pag hindi, tapis. I am kiddo.
But they have, what do they call that? Yung parang, it's like sheer cloth.
Oo nga.
That sort of covers
parang
your...
Parang not quite a...
If you're mahiyain about your body, at least for girls, like you can wear this parang...
Not quite a sarong.
Not
eh.
a sarong.
Thinner pa.
Yeah,
right,
thinner right. than that. Enough, sexy, to see, ah. enough to see your bikini.
That's very sexy.
Yeah, it is.
Pero it
is.
Hides the...
It hides the unsightly things that
Pero
you don't
actually,
want the world to see.
I have that, actually.
Actually, yun, at saka that one. Usually just wrap it sa may waist. Hmm. And it covers very little.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just enough.
I
unlike
really
yung sarong,
like
you really cover, you can
but,
cover
but
it.
But there's also parang a mumu for it na ganun yung...
Na ganun din.
Yeah, ganun yung material.
A mumu?
A mumu.
A mumu, a dress. Oh. Like a... Parang a loose dress.
Ooh.
Tama ba?
Nakainis na.
May suot kang ganun, mumu. I Am Kiddo says, pag sexy, oh, sexy. Pag hindi, oh, obese.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Cray Monk says sa Facebook, pag sexy, add friend. Pag hindi, block user.
Let's face it, most people do it that way.
That's true. You know what? Even I'm guilty of this. Like before, when I would consistently, like when I was building pa my Facebook network
Facebook.
And whatever,
yeah.
when Facebook was the biggest thing ever, I would have this rule na parang I wouldn't add people that I don't really know.
Yeah. Unless
na lang
shirtless no, profile pic.
So, shirtless profile pic.
Diba?
Tapos looking for friends.
Yon.
No, but seriously, like if you see a hot girl, I mean, but there are kasi you would know if it's just a person posing as
yeah.
Yeah.
But if you know if you have a feeling that that's actually them.
Or they take a picture of something so strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're never really showing you anything.
Yeah.
But the way they do it is very...
Yung parang top shop. Ay, top shot. Top shot.
Top shot talaga,
you know?
Ay,
he goes girly.
There you go.
The top... You know those top shots?
Yeah.
Tapos like, what if you have like a plunging neckline pa? And it's just the top. So you're like, wow.
Right.
Add friend.
Or girls in who show off their legs. Pero kunyari, they're showing off their shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba?
Or yung phone nasa lap.
Oh. Ha? Huh?
Oh, diba? Tapos naka-leather pants.
Ayan na. Mga fantasy talaga.
Mga leather pants.
Drake says, pag sexy, chup. Pag hindi, chupi.
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 Is it chupi or chupi?
Chupi.
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 Ah, chupi? Oh. Hindi ba chupi?
Chupi.
Chupi.
Be careful. Chupi.
Huwag ka parang, lang. Hoy, chupi nga. Chupi. Is, chupi. I think baka yung parang chupi. Ano.
Ingat lang sa vowels mo.
Chupi.
Chupi.
Baka, chupi. Baka mami magkamali ka ng vowel eh.
Kala ko chupi.
No.
Chupi.
I'm nervous with this word.
Kasi diba parang
stop.
Chupi.
Stop.
Chupi.
Stop.
Chupo. Chupo.
Stop. Ah,
hanggang dun na. Chupo.
Yun na nga. Ah, chupo. Diba? The vowels.
Parang na-ching ka lang. Chupo.
Chupo. Achoo. Okay, and Butter Baby says, pag sexy, Barbie. Pag hindi, barbecue. Ang daming kinain. D plus Wayne says, pag sexy, Hermione. Pag hindi, Nagini.
Nagini. The snake.
Yung malaking snake.
The snake? The basilisk.
Ah, that's his name?
Yeah, Nagini.
Nagini. Yung pet niya.
Yeah, yeah. The pet of Voldemort.
Yeah,
Voldemort.
Girl yun, si Nagini.
Nagini.
She.
And, oh, okay. From Chenong, pag sexy, nasa jeans. Pag hindi, nasa ref. yung rason kung bakit ka sexy. Mm. Yung, nasa ref.
G-E-N-E-S.
Jeans. Akala ko kasi pag sexy, nasa jeans.
Ah, no.
Kung hindi sexy, di ka sa jeans.
Jeans as in G-E-N-E-S.
Oh my God, it's thought of something else.
What?
Pag sex, I'll mouth it na lang ah.
Pag, you're on the radio. No, you can mouth things.
Oh, fine, wag na.
Say it.
I have the right to say
remain
nothing.
Silent.
Yes.
You I never right exercise to, that right.
The Miranda. I do. The Miranda right.
Yeah.
Miranda right.
Miranda rights.
It's part of the Miranda rights.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, then the state will provide you with one. Bitch.
I saw this cartoon. I saw this cartoon once. Nakalagay merong guy na nakalagay yung hands niya sa wall. Tapos may sexy female cop.
Oh.
Sabi ng sexy female cop, everything you say can and will be held against you. Tapos sabi ng lalaki, boobs. It will be held against you. boobs. And D plus Wayne says, pag sexy, solo picture.
Mm.
Pag hindi, Google map. Spike says, pag sexy, damn. Pag hindi, damn, buhala.
Dambo. Pwede rin.
Pwede rin.
Dambo.
And the top, way to complete the statement, pag sexy blank, pag hindi blank, comes from Young Indy.
Young Indy says,
pag sexy, lipo.
Mm.
Kaya siya sumexy, nagpa-lipo siya. Pag hindi, lipopotamus.
Alam ko, hippo.
Ganun din, lipo.
Ganun din.
Lipopotamus.
Or pwede rin, ano, pag sexy,
pahipo.
Pahipo.
Wow.
Pag hindi,
pahipo.
Pahipo.
Pahipo. Pahipo.
Pahipo.
Okay, so what about us?
Ako, pag sexy, girlfriend.
Mm.
Pag hindi, friend.
Friend lang.
Actually.
Diba?
No, hindi naman.
Not
for everyone. Well,
not all, of course, obviously.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me try to think of something.
Don't hurt yourself. I wish we could go back to eating.
Ayun, pag sexy, hindi iniisip to.
Ano ba? Sexy.
I don't know eh. Can we do this topic again next year when I'm sexy?
Akala ko ba this year ka magiging sexy? Sabi mo 2030.
But I'm obviously not sexy yet.
Well, you have. You can start today.
No, I'm already starting, but obviously it won't work overnight.
Yeah, but 2 months, I think.
Oh, sige. But wala lang. Parang at least we'll do the topic again next year. Tapos we'll be able to speak on the sexy side, not on the fat side.
Okay, now on the fat side muna tayo.
Oh, so now the fat side. Okay.
Fat side.
And ito, okay. It's not funny or anything. But when you're a kid, pag sexy, chances are, popular kid ka. Pag hindi, binubuli ka.
Mm.
Sad reality. Like, it happens eh. Na parang, when you're, even in high school, pag sexy ka, chances are you're one of the cool ones. Na parang, because people look up to you and whatever. Pero pag hindi, wala.
Sige, ako sa clothes. Pag sexy, tuck in. Pag pag hindi,
baggy.
Untuck. Tsaka pag sexy, skinny jeans. Pag hindi, jeans.
Or pag sexy, skinny.
You can't call it skinny jeans eh. Mukhang masikip lang eh.
Pag sexy, skinny jeans. Pag hindi, cargo.
Eh, paano? Eh, kasi naka-cargo. Chico, palagi
naka-cargo din ako.
Ako, favorite ko, cargo. Tsaka yung
eh,
mga...
Eh, you're not... Your legs are thin.
Or alam. Alam ko
no,
na.
No, it's the, ano, it's the waist.
Pag sexy, jeans.
Oh.
Pag hindi. No, wait, no, never mind. Ayoko, ayoko.
Ay, nako, don't say ayoko, that. Ayoko, I know what he's going to say.
What? I don't know.
Ang dami masasagisahan dyan, ha?
Sige, sige, ayoko. Sige. Ay, nako. I heard it.
Oh, sorry.
Heard what? Yung lipping mo na dinig.
Huh? Di na,
yeah, I wasn't looking at you, but I heard it.
Sino yun?
Si Del.
Ay, nako, Del. Grabe ka talaga. Del talaga, grabe. You crossed the line.
Yeah, you crossed the line. Okay, okay, but thank
gotta
you.
Go.
Thank you.
And thank you. It's still the top trending topic. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the RX Monsters Riot. Livewire is up next. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. With a monster experience like never before. And in ways that put a little pop in your day or night. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rx931. Follow us on Twitter at rx931. And listen online anytime and anywhere. rx931.com. Live streaming powered by Bitstop. This is Monster Radio RX 93.1.